Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 307 of Optimal Living Advice. My name is Greg Audino. I'm your host if you're new here on the show, and this is where I take listener questions about various life struggles and do my best to provide some support and some insight. Now, this time, we'll be taking a question that I think at its core, everyone has really asked or will ask at some point. And even if you've been here already, this episode should serve as a really great reminder. So let's hear what's on this asker's mind as we optimize your life. After graduating college, my childhood friend and I have both moved to different states. This was a few years ago, and we've done an okay job of staying in touch. It's probably been less than what we would have thought, but I don't feel like we aren't still in each other's lives by any means. Then, when we saw each other at home last week, we had a great time, like we always do, and she adamantly suggested that we commit to having phone calls with each other every week at the same time. This caught me a little off guard. I agreed with her, but I don't know if I really meant it. I just have a lot going on, and when I really think about it, I don't know if I can make the time each week, at least without feeling a little stressed out about it. But on the other hand, this is my longtime friend. What type of friend am I that I really can't just put an hour aside to talk to her each week? I feel guilty or like a bad friend saying to her that it's a tough thing for me to say yes to week after week, but truth be told, it kind of invades my boundaries. Am I being reasonable about this, or should I make the time for my friend? And there we have it. Good question, asker. Definitely a coming-of-age question, if you ask me. Now, I don't know if you tune in for every episode, but I'm actually reminded of the question that we featured last time, just on Friday before the weekend. So the asker in that episode was talking about how the many priorities in her life have taken away from her ability to date and make the time for meeting new people. And it was a good conversation about sacrifice and making alterations to your life based on what means the most to you. I would definitely encourage you to listen to that if you haven't. Here's the thing. You and your friend are a few years removed from college, as you said. You're both in the throes of adulthood, no doubt. Yet, not so deeply that you've forgotten these younger versions of yourselves and what they promised themselves about the adults that they would turn into. How they would keep dreaming, how they would balance work and social life, how they would always make time for the ones they care about, and would find a way to beat the odds and fulfill every last desire they might have. It's a really beautiful thing to think like this. And I'm not here to tell you that that's all nonsense and to grow up. It is not nonsense at all. It's extraordinarily important to keep that fire burning as you age and to meet each day with that very youthful mindset. However, I will tell you that the younger version of yourself could not properly anticipate the demands of adulthood. And they certainly couldn't anticipate how to play nice with those demands and meet them halfway. Creating balance in your life as you transition into adulthood is not about saying goodbye to your old self, nor is it about refusing to let your old self go. It's a dance, and just like any new dance you learn, you're going to feel really awkward and unstable at first. And you've just reached the awkward part. Congratulations. But this is also the part at which you make a lot of progress. Yes, it's entirely reasonable to feel as though you can't make the same weekly time slot work for catching up with your friend. A few years out of college is when priorities really start to stack up for a lot of people. You want to tackle adulthood full on, yet not lose yourself. There's this unique push and pull that takes place. And somewhere along the line, sounds like it's right now for you, you start to find that you just can't be an A-plus in everything. But rather, what you can do, you can put forth an A-plus effort towards that which you care most about. You have a lot on your plate, and it is not ridiculous to feel as though you can't commit to an hour of something new each week. You're fine. And in fact, It's by setting that boundary, letting your friend or the universe or whomever know that you aren't willing to say yes to this new request. That's how you start to get clearer on which of your commitments are worth keeping around. You know, as we get older, much of what falls under the what we care about most category is determined by that which accepts us as we are, our shortcomings, our successes, our rights, and our wrongs. It's exposing our inner child alongside our adult-like qualities and seeing who sticks around for it. It's saying to your friend exactly what you've said to me, that you care about her, that you love your time together, but that you're swamped and have a hard time committing to the same time each week. But, you know, maybe you can just plan it sporadically or figure something else out. It's expressing the honesty and the turbulence of that push and pull that I mentioned, and seeing who and what accepts us anyway as we try to manage that turbulence. If you weren't playing your role as friend correctly, you wouldn't have sent in this question. You're not a bad friend. You sent this in because you care, but you're just scared to share your full feelings in case you're rejected. That doesn't make you a bad friend. It makes you a friend who has different ideas about staying in touch than your counterpart does. That's all. And maybe someday you'll look back and think that you should have made the time, and little did you know that you were just letting the overwhelm of adulthood get the better of you. Maybe. But that would be then, and this is now. It's important in any relationship to present the most up-to-date version of yourself. And you'll then see which up-to-date versions of people in your life are worth having. You can be honest with your friend about this. Hopefully she accepts it and you two can find a means of keeping in touch that sounds great for both of you. And if she doesn't, she doesn't. Maybe she'll change her mind down the road. And again, maybe you might even change yours. But that would not change your ability to adapt right now. It would only help you build the courage to keep bringing an honest version of yourself to the table, willing to go on no matter how that version is received. That's punk rock, and that's real adulthood. And that'll do it. Asker, you've got this. I'm so proud of you for even sending in this question. There are going to be a lot more variations of it as time goes on. And if your instinct is to respect yourself and the boundaries that you've laid out for yourself, as it seems like you're doing right now, then you're in a terrific headspace to deal with any similar situation, and it's going to become more and more obvious to you over time. Now, for all of our listeners out there, I thank you for being here as always. And of course, I invite you to do what this asker did. Send in a question of your own if you would like help with it on the show. The email to send your question to is advice@oldpodcast.com. advice@oldpodcast.com. You will hear back from me, and my door is always open. So that's that. Have a great start to your week, folks, and I'll see you again on Wednesday, where your optimal life awaits.